The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Shaykh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This may have been one of the most important subjects that we have discussed. How to awaken the heart. So if you have been paying attention, we've discussed quite a bit so far, right? And especially in yesterday's lecture, we talked about certain steps to awaken the eyes of the heart. And today I want to end this discussion by looking at some other very practical steps that you and I can take to awaken the heart so that it can be illuminated. And inshallah, through that illumination, we too can receive that communication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not possible for us not to get that. You know, Imam al-Rida alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, amma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. He says, "Inna samta babun min abwabil hikmah." He says that silence is one of the doors of wisdom. You know, we want wisdom from God. We make, you know, wisdom is what? The ability not to do something that we later regret. Yeah, that's part of wisdom. Well, silence affords us that, right? Because a lot of the mistakes we make is because of the silly things that we say or message or think, and then we respond. Well, calm down. Silence allows us to stop that, right? And think of that. Now, obviously, when we talk about silence, it doesn't mean that when it comes to haq, we stay silent, right? It is in matters where it doesn't concern me. But if something really needs to be said, amr bil ma'roof needs to be done, we don't stay silent at those times. This is the teachings that we have. So that's number one. Carve out some more times of silence in our lives. It will help illuminate our hearts. The second advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, He says, وَيَحْفَظْ قَلْبَهُ مِنَ الْوَسْوَاسِ. That one of the ways to revive the heart is to safeguard the heart from temptation. Right? You know, we are all born with desires. Right? We're all born like this. We're born covetous. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِكَ halua, right? Not halua, and not sweet like halua. Yeah, halua. Yeah, with ayn. We are born covetous. Allah says, "Indeed, mankind is created covetous, desirous." This is why we all desire that $2 million, right? Because today $1 million doesn't get you a house anymore, right? So we got to jump to $2 million, right? We're all desiring things. We all think about things, and we want things, and that becomes our passion. We're created this way. Why are we created this way? Because Allah wants that journey of coveting and desiring to reach Him. That we desire Allah. We covet Allah, and then we do whatever it is we can for Allah. But we just get distracted, right? And we never reach that final destination. But if we did focus on it, we would get there. And so Allah knows, right, that we are a desirous creation. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be able to control those desires so that they do not become roadblocks in our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We control the negativity and to get to God. And this is a point that I've touched upon multiple times, and forgive me for doing it again, yeah? That in life, right, there are multiple distractions that we cannot control. Multiple distractions, right? And I know I've said this, and I'm repeating, but I think it's important again for me to say, I can't control who I'm going to sit next to on a bus. I can't control who I'm going to sit next to on a plane. Yeah, I can't control who I'm going to sit next to in school. I can't control these things. These are enough distractions. We cannot add more distractions into our lives. We will not be successful, right? It's a fool's errand to think that I can tempt myself with everything and then still be successful. There haven't been many creations who have done that. The ones that have been fully successful are those who have eliminated distractions, right? And so you and I have to be very cognizant about that. When Allah says that protect your heart from temptations, He's talking about what we can practically do to avoid and limit temptations. If I know certain things are problematic for me, I try my darndest to stay away from those type of things, to avoid those type of things, to not watch those type of things, to not listen to those type of things. All of this is essential for us. And so it's up to us on how well we can control our temptations, because in life in general, we're not going to be able to control all temptations, right? You know, when we were young, there were times when we'd be like, I hope someone pretty sits next to me on the plane. Yeah, but now you get older, you're like, Ya Allah, please don't have somebody pretty come sit next to me on the plane, right? Because you know that this may be a distraction for me, right? And so these are the things that you and I, when we mature, when we grow up, we see that our du'as begin to change. Yeah, you see that our desires begin to change because we realize that these things are distractions for us in the journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's number two, right? Number two is I have to actively remove distractions from my life. And this is something we all have to participate in together. The third is, and the third point of that which can illuminate the heart is, again said in this hadith, about the benefits of being hungry. Yeah, the benefits of feeling hunger. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, he says, Ya Rabbi, ma mirathul ju'. Yeah, he says, Oh Allah, what is the benefits of hunger? And the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, replies that the benefits of hunger are many. He says, Al-hikmah, wisdom comes from hunger. وَحِفْظُ الْقَلْبِ, and the protection of the heart, yeah, comes from hunger. وَتَقَرُّبُ إِلَيَّ, and you will get closer to me with hunger. وَالْحُزْنُ الدَّائِمِ, and perpetual sadness. That's interesting, okay? What does that mean, perpetual sadness? This is not what we are talking about. We're talking about حِفْظُ الْقَلْبِ, yeah? It will protect the heart. But I feel that this perpetual sadness can have multiple meanings, you know, right? And so these three things I leave you with today as we end this discussion, right? That about how to awaken the heart is that number one, you know, we embrace silence and you got to figure out a way to carve out time for silence. Number two, fight off temptations by not adding any into your life. And number three, experience hunger from time to time, okay? And these three things, if we practice it and we add on to that which we've talked about for the past six lectures, I think our hearts, inshallah, will be illuminated. We will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receive that guidance from Him and be closer to the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. Wa akhiru da'awan anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه